Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Thanks for all the information that you give us, Matt. It's one of the things that I so enjoy about your show is just solid information about what's happening on national and local fronts. I wanted to add something that I don't know, may be helpful to folks, and I'd love to get your reaction to it. There's a woman who runs a blog called EmptyWheel.net, and she writes a lot about legal matters, and particularly this matter of the Trump and the situation of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant that was executed. She makes a point that it may not be just that this material was, whether it was classified or not classified by Trump and whether he can decide that, but there is instead something that is referred to as the National Defense Intelligence. It's covered under a statute called 18 U.S.C. 793, but it basically says you've taken national defense information you're not authorized to have and you refuse to give it back. So it's something like a code book or a photograph or blueprints or maps or all of those sorts of things. And if they can be used to injure our nation's defense structure, then that's what that statute covers. And she makes a point that part of what may be happening is that under the Presidential Records Act, the archives have spent a year telling Mr. Trump, we know you have this stuff, you got to give it back under the Presidential Records Act, refusal to give it back. And then there you are. Apparently, June 3rd, there was a meeting at Mar-a-Lago with four people from DOJ where they were again trying to say to Trump's lawyers, we believe he has these documents. They are injurious to our national defense. You got to get them to give them back. And they included in that a guy named Jay Bratt, who is the head of the Department of Justice's espionage section, and is still, he kept the document. I mean, I find this amazing that this is in the public knowledge, and why didn't the media cover this? We basically have a situation where he's been told again and again, return this. And when the four people from the Department of Justice came on June 3rd to look at Mar-a-Lago, he had this in an area that didn't even have a padlock on it. They requested that you at least put a padlock on the door. Think about the number of people that can wander through Mar-a-Lago. And if this pertains to the national defense, what else could the FBI do except say, come on, do we have to go to a search warrant to get this? We've asked you repeatedly. We visited your premises. We asked you to do something as simple as putting a padlock, which we all know is not that, you know, national defense secret padlock. I see a problem in terms of defending it. What else would they be able to do in a circumstance like this? And I'd love to hear your reaction to this, and I'll take your response off there. Thanks a lot, Matt, for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. As always, a very profound call, and frankly, you presented it as well as I've ever heard anybody present it. Let me unpack legally what the basis is of what you're talking about. Now, when Trump was president, remember something, he's not president now, but when he was president, it is true that he had the ability to declassify certain things and to override NSA. For instance, the NSA, National Security Agency, strongly recommend that he not give a top secret clearance to Ivanka, Jared Kushner, and Don Jr., and he overrode that. And he's the commander in chief, and he could do it. The kinds of things that are frequently classified are virtually everything. For instance, you know, we have CIA analysts, economic analysts, who spend all their time analyzing wheat production in Bulgaria, corn shipments in Serbia, you know, that kind of thing. That is technically classified, but nobody's going to execute a search warrant over that, and nobody's going to prosecute anybody over that. But there are other things that are so sensitive. For instance, the identities of undercover agents in Moscow or Beijing or in North Korea or in Saudi Arabia, if their names were disclosed and their addresses and their contact information, they'd be captured and tortured. That is something that Trump could not have declassified. You're right, that is a matter of national security. And that's just an example. Nuclear secrets. For instance, there are X nuclear launch sites subject to Russian control. 12 of them are temporarily down right now. The other 14, we are leveling, monitoring activity and so on. If that got out, They know that we know that kind of stuff, but they don't know the particulars of it. Weapon systems that we are currently working on, for instance, the HIMAR missiles that Ukraine has, at one time we were just working on them. That was classified top secret. Trump, no president has the right to simply reveal that. The second thing to keep in mind is that Trump, once he leaves the presidency, cannot declassify anything. He's no longer president as of noon of January 20, 2021. And so when he walked off with stuff, he can't go and say, well, a lot of this is sort of low-level stuff, and, you know, why are they harassing me over it? First of all, it's classified. But secondly, they're not doing this because they're worried about a memo on Bulgarian wheat futures. This is something that, as you say, is a vital urgency. And they met with him 7 months ago. He turned over 12 boxes of documents. A lot of them were ripped or shredded. And then they met with him again in June and said, please give us, we know we have it. Now it's been revealed as an FBI informant who has given them a lot more detail, and they had to go in. And he's saying, well, why didn't you give me a subpoena? We've asked for them for 2 years, guy. We've asked for them, well, for almost 2 years, a year and a half, and you're not turning them over. The deeper question to me, so the answer is that you're correct. There's certain things he could not declassify that are so urgent that they would truly, for instance, if we had a memo that said, our air defense system is going to be taken offline for 2 weeks in North Dakota because of X, and we could be subject to a nuclear attack. You can't have that getting around to anybody. So what's the deal on this? Why would Trump do this? Why would, since he no longer has the right to declassify anything, and he couldn't declassify anything when he was president, he can't just murmur to himself while he's shaving, I declassified. I mean, there has to be a formal process. He didn't do it. But secondly, why is he meeting with folks, lying to them and his lawyers, saying that they've turned over everything, which they did say back in June, back 7 months ago. Then in June, people came to him and said, we know you have other stuff, and he still won't. What is so urgent in his mind? Now, some people say it's stuff that he's going to monetize, he's going to sell to people. I don't believe that. I think that anything, his cooperation with the Russians has already been substantial, and it's ongoing. The second thing is that it's something that's terribly embarrassing to our allies or to other people in the government. And if it comes out, their reputations will be destroyed, and he'll use that as blackmail if he's prosecuted. I don't believe that either. I suppose it's possible. What I think is going on here is that there are things that, if they came out, would subject him to criminal prosecution, not because he retained the document, because of what's in the document. You remember at one time, he was at a dinner at Mar-a-Lago in a public dining room. There are club members at the next table, and he's talking about a conversation he had with Kim Jong-un and this and that, highly classified. He does this all the time. So my own suspicion is that what they were looking for were these documents that would have disclosed things that showed conduct on his part with regard to the Russians or the North Koreans or the Chinese that would devastate the country and, frankly, devastate him. And that's why he's doing it. The final thing, Joe, I would simply say is this. When you're in discussions with people, and why doesn't the FBI disclose what they want? They already gave him the warrant. He can disclose it and they can't. Now, I think that Merrick Gardner could do a couple of things. I think what a Bobby Kennedy would do would be to send a letter to Trump saying, we ask that you waive your right to our ability to disclose the warrant. That puts a lot more pressure on him, quite frankly, than just saying, no, I won't do it myself. There are things like that you can do. But the other thing is just keep up constant contact like we're doing right now on this radio station, 1,000 radio stations around the country, pointing out the common sense thing here. The information has been disclosed to Trump. Trump knows what he had. And you know, one of the things he just did, he now is claiming the FBI planted evidence, planted it. And Marjorie Taylor Greene and other Republicans are picking up on that. Experienced prosecutors point out that the only people who say that are usually criminals, frequently in organized crime. It's their only way to try to explain things. But I'll tell you something. when these documents are ultimately revealed, there is going to be no question about their authenticity. And they've met with him twice. He was untruthful twice. And this can't be permitted to continue. And apparently there was an FBI informant, highly placed, who most recently told them in greater detail what he has and exactly where he has it. And we're going to a break. The lines are alive. There are a number of callers. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.